Welcome back to the Freedom Lifestyle Podcast with Corey Moat. On today's episode, we'll be talking more about kombucha. This is episode 2 in a series of probably multiple episodes about kombucha. On episode 1, we covered how to grow a SCOBY from scratch with just a bottle of unpasteurized, unflavored, store-bought kombucha, which is a pretty easy process. If you want to learn more about that, go back to episode 2. It's the first episode in the series, but episode 2 it's of my podcast, and you can learn more about that. Today, we're just going to talk real quickly about how to grow kombucha, and it's really, really easy. First off, you're going to want to get a container that's probably about a gallon and a half. That's the size I started with. You could get something bigger. I have actually since moved to a larger container, but what I started with was about, I'd say, a gallon and a half. And I know that just because the tea I brewed, you actually make a gallon of tea and then you add it all to the container. But what you're going to do is you're going to want to boil 8 cups of water, get it going to a boil, and then you're going to add 1 cup of sugar. Add it to the boiling water so that it dissolves, and you want to make sure you stir it around so it all dissolves well. And then you're going to add 8 bags of tea to this, and you're going to let this tea sit. You could leave it sitting for almost 30 minutes or an hour, so it just, you know, gets a nice brew. And then you're going to want to add another 8 cups of cold water or cool water. It doesn't need to be cold, but room temperature water. And the only reason we split this up 8 and 8, so eight cups of boiling water, then 8 cups of room temperature water, is so that you can bring the temperature of the tea down a little bit quicker before you add your actual starter tea and SCOBY. You do not want to add your starter tea and SCOBY to the hot water or boiling water, because you're likely to kill off any bacteria, the healthy bacteria that's actually in the SCOBY. So this is a patience process. What I started doing now is I will brew the tea the day before I plan to mix it. So I brew it and let it sit on the counter. And then the next day when I go to actually do the tea and add the SCOBY and the starter culture to it, I'm doing it almost a whole day before. So you can do that as well. That's a helpful thing that I've found through my process over the last few months. But what you're going to do is you're going to wait till that tea, 1 gallon or 16 cups, is at room temperature. And then you're going to add 2 cups of kombucha or starter tea. So starter tea, if you hear that term, all it refers to is the kombucha. So if you went to the store and you got that bottle of kombucha, that's pretty much starter tea. And then you're going to add the SCOBY to it. So in episode 1, when we grew this from scratch, you get your SCOBY on the top layer. And then the rest of that is actually considered starter tea. So the rest of the liquid that's still in the container, you're just going to add that to your kombucha. And then you're going to wait anywhere from a week plus. I've found that mine is perfect after a week. You're going to have all that liquid in your gallon and a half jar or container. And then I put a heating band around that jar. And it keeps the temperature pretty constant, about 78 to 80 degrees. And that's pretty much the kind of perfect zone for your kombucha to be sitting at temperature wise. It will actually ferment a lot quicker than if it were cooler. You don't want to have your kombucha anything really above, I think it was like 84 degrees, 85 degrees. That's kind of the top range of where you want this. Getting any hotter, it's a little bit too warm. So anyway, that's really simple. All you have to do is have your starter tea and your SCOBY, and you basically brew the tea and add sugar. It's really that easy, guys. That's going to be this quick episode. The next episode, we will go over actually how to flavor your kombucha. So this is the brewing process. Next time, it's going to be kind of like the harvesting process. But yeah, it's really that easy, guys. If you have any questions regarding how to brew kombucha, feel free to reach out to me. The current email I'm using for this podcast is coryisabody@gmail.com. That is coryisabody@gmail.com. If you have any questions or you want to talk about something in a further episode, feel free to reach out to me at that email. I appreciate you guys so much. If you liked this podcast, please, please leave me a 5-star review. I really appreciate it. It goes a long way to help the podcast. Also, in the episode notes, I will leave a link to the Amazon, basically what I use for my kombucha growing. If you want to support me and the podcast in that way, you can click the link and purchase the items through there. Also, you could go to the link and purchase other items. I'll still get credit for that. It's not a lot, but I get something like 10% per order. So if you guys do that over the long term, I know it'll help the podcast. Or if you'd like to support in any other way, you feel free to reach out. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day, and go make it a good one.